That's who that sounds like. It sounds like Massive Attack.
Well, this is
I like it.
How would you say his name? Ricky Cruel? Crewell? Cruel? C-R-E-W-E-L-L.
Crowell?
Crowell?
Crowell? I don't know. What is that? Pollock? No.
I don't know.
Oh, I like this. This is a possible entry into our call for music. So
you guys,
this is the first one.
In a lot of music. A lot. And we appreciate it.
So very excited. Much
so. Ricky, I like this.
I like this
I
too.
I want to do heroin to this.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to get a real problem going.
You can cultivate a heroin addiction in your mid to late 30s.
You're not going to get upset?
Nah.
You're going to bail me out?
What responsibilities do we have?
True that. True that.
All right, guys. As you hear the sound of my voice, I will not be anywhere this week. I will be home. But in July, I'm going to pick back up. July 11th through 14th, Chicago Improv. July 18th through 21st, Columbus Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. And then July 27th at the Uptown Theater in Napa, California. That's just a one-nighter thing. And follow me at Christina P. What about you, Buns?
Yo, I'm going up to Winnipeg with the great Joe Rogan. I'm pretty sure, actually I know his show is sold out. So that should be fun to be in Winnipeg for a couple nights. I think I'm going to see some fights while I'm up there.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Is it snowing right now?
Probably. Winnipeg, I hope I run into you. I love Canada. You know that. So come say hi to me. If you see me around town, offer me something to drink. And then where do I go? Oh, I'm going to the Punchline Punch Out festivities at Acme, where we do new material every night. So that should be fun. Mm. And you just hang out. It should be a fun week. That's the 25th through the 29th of June. Acme, Minneapolis. Like I said, it's not full sets or anything, but you are workshopping stuff, and I'm excited to go. And then July 11, 12, 13, and 14, the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. So I can't wait to go there. Hartford, I always come every year. Come see me. And that's what's up. Yeah, man. What do you think of that?
That's great. I'm really enjoying this groove, this jam, if you will.
Yeah, this is a real jam. Hey, Ricky, nice job.
Yeah, good job, bro.
I mean, it's no
Animal Song. It's no Segura Household hit.
Yeah, but this is, you know.
What was your song called? Do we have a title?
I'd rather not tell you the title yet.
No, from the last episode. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not for this one we're about to
talk. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. My new song is going to debut on this episode, but my old song, yeah, that was called The Morning Rain.
I'm sorry?
The Morning Rain.
Oh, okay. Morning Rain.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I sense a nature theme in our band's music. I feel like we're like the Beatles, you know what I mean? Paul McCartney, John Lennon, coming together, creating things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a whole new thing for us, Tommy.
Yeah.
It started as comedy. It's going to go into music.
I'm really excited. We got so much music to play. You guys are awesome. If you have your tune that you want us to check out, make sure you send it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And we'll definitely check it out. We might play it on the show, and that'll be fun, won't it, James?
Hells yeah.
All right. Well, guess what? This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage meter companies used to have the monopoly on printing postage. They could charge you an arm and a leg, print postage from your own office, but those days are over. Now you can use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you get all the benefits of a postage meter, but at a fraction of the cost. And that's true. All you need is your computer, printer, and stamps.com to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package, any class of mail. Plus, you'll never have to step foot inside a crowded post office again. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. It's super convenient. We use stamps.com and we are so happy with it.
It's the best, man.
It is the best thing.
There's nothing like
we've ever used. And we're super happy to have them on board with us because we are actual true users of their product. Here's a special offer. Use our promo code MOM, that's M-O-M, for this special offer right now. It's a no-risk trial. It's a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. So that's nice. You can give it a shot without even having to pay for that postage, man.
That's what's known as a no-risk trial.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you got to do. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's stamps.com. Enter M-O-M.
That was a good job, Jeans.
Oh, thanks, Jeans.
You really sold that.
Really read that
copy. I really
like
that.
All right.
I'm listening to audio about, I'm really excited to discuss this first topic. So,
yeah,
if we could, you know.
Start the show?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, man.
Turn around. Slowly, keep your hands up so you can see how you look. Turn around. Keep turning. It looked like you stole a midget pants. Big as you is, how short them pants look. And they up under your behind. And how skinny they are. You can't even pull them up.
Levante! Yes!
Try to pull them up. Girls don't even wear their pants that tight. Pull them up. I bet your sister can't even fit them pants. Bend down. Squat down. No, squat down. Squat all the way down. Turn sideways. Squat down. Squat down some more. You can't even do it. That's ridiculous. Big as you is, you're about to be 16. Looking like you got a 10-year-old pair of pants on. I know your nuts hurt. Who's laughing? Get your behind up there and change them pants. This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Was that Coach Ice? It sounded It sounded just like this. Shit is big time. That's one of my favorite clips. We've been holding on to that for a minute.
Yeah, we had that for a long time, and it's just, you know, didn't find its way into the rotation, but...
It's pretty good.
That is, it really speaks to us, to our show. Because his father, the young boy, a kid who's apparently about to be 16, he's upset that his kid wears, not high and tight, but low and tight pants, skinny jeans.
Yeah, it's appalling.
Which, you know, I think the dad, if he had seen his son wearing high and tight jeans, he would have been fine with it.
I think so. Anybody would be.
But these were low,
yeah,
below the booty, and then high,
yeah,
and very tight. High meaning the by the ankles it was higher, by the booty it was low, very tight. He couldn't squat
his
down.
His booty was popping out of it. And
yes.
I tell you, this is how they make women's pants nowadays.
They're really tight.
Dude, it sucks. Like right now, it's all about the skinny jean at the Gap. I cannot find, in Old Navy too, I cannot find a pair of pants that fit like a normal human. I'm serious. I have to go to wearing yoga pants in public. And,
yeah,
and people think I joke about this on stage.
I like when you wear tight jeans.
Apple bottom. Remember when I had those from Korea? I bought apple bottom jeans.
I don't think that women should be allowed to wear loose jeans.
That's so rude. How dare
you?
I know. How come you guys, I see you get these nice loose jeans.
Well.
And I don't understand why women, I go to the Gap. I go, please, Jared, just give me a pair of nice loose jeans. And they don't even sell it for women. It's like, it's so fucking annoying.
You know what? Women are the mothers of our earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the guiding light of humanity, and they need to wear tight jeans.
Their clam has to be suffocated at all times.
I love it. I want to be able to just see the skin, the lines in your ass through those jeans.
You can't. You know what's like that? Italians, or most Europeans, wear very tight
guys,
jeans.
Yeah, and so do a lot of the South American guys. I remember my cousins used to wear super tight jeans. Roro and Diego and stuff. And I was like, dude, what is up with those jeans? And they're like, what? They like to wear them tight.
Foreigners do, yeah. Totally, man.
I think it's just like to like, for them, it's like, I'm showing off that like, I'm in shape. Like, I look good, you know? Like,
right. Americans are the opposite. We like to keep everything loose, comfortable. Yeah. When I go to Hungary...
Sometimes our attire is appalling, right?
Well, when I go to Hungary, my relatives were like, could you not wear jeans out? Like, do you have a pair of nice white pants? That's what they told me.
White pants?
Because it was summertime.
Now, that is Eastern European all the way.
Yeah, that's Euro trash.
They don't do that in Western Europe.
Hell no. Nobody wears white pants except for fucking...
And no one says, do you have a nice pair of white pants?
No, it's more like, do you have a nice pair of white pants?
No, man. Well, my dad doesn't like blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Yeah.
That's another foreigner way. Do you know that in French, they don't say jeans. They say blue jeans, too. There's no word in French, apparently, for jeans. Yeah. They say blue jeans.
Oh, my God. We didn't even put it down to say this.
Huh.
Because we've tweeted it. We haven't said it on the show.
Oh, the episode.
The episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Holy cow.
Yes. By the way, okay. So, because a lot of you are on Twitter and Facebook, but, you know, a lot of you aren't, and you heard the past episodes, it worked. We got iTunes to change the price, and this is a huge thank you to all you guys that got it. And we know a lot of you got it because we got up to number 2 on the U.S. Mm-hmm. charts and number 1 in Canada. Thank you, mommies. Thank you very much.
You know what that is? Mommy power.
Mommy power.
You know what that says?
Mm.
That jeans... Little jeans like us mm-hmm. can take down the man. We got together and we fucking stuck it to Ron White. We stuck
man.
It to the man.
We sure did.
Right? It just shows the power of mommies. Mommy power. We did it, you guys.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And by the way, the feedback has been so cool and great. Everybody loves it. If you were thinking about getting it, or if, you know, you didn't know if it was ready or appropriate, or if it was, for the right price, it's there. So iTunes fans, you can get it on iTunes. It's $1.99. CD Baby, it's still there if you don't want to go on iTunes. And it's a bonus episode. And like I said, the feedback has been phenomenal.
Right.
So,
and if for those who haven't heard, it's a bonus episode with Top Dog and Charo and Tommy when they came to visit. And you're going to hear behind the scenes. You're going to hear about Charo and Top Dog's courtship. Mm. You're going to hear about their love life currently.
Oh my God.
You're going to hear about double pipe classics, maybe a triple pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Brown talk like you wouldn't believe.
It's incredible.
It's a great episode, man.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
It's
I'm really
funny.
Proud of you. It was really good, babe. Yeah.
It's a lot of laughs. That's the thing. You'll laugh a lot, I think. Everybody's been quoting it. And that's what made me think of it was when you said blue jeans or jeans. I remember when I was in Spain, back to that topic, studying abroad and...
Blue jeans.
I used to go to breakfast. We had breakfast every morning. It was the lady of the house, and then it was 3 American kids, right? She was
Senora.
Yeah, the senora was like in her 70s. And
I'm sorry, you're not saying it right. That senora. Was Senora.
Senora.
There you go.
The senora was in her 70s, and she has these 3 American guys in her 20s. So we would come out for breakfast, and I would come out in my boxers.
Of course.
Because that's just how I don't even think about it.
You're an American pig.
And then, so the first time she ever said anything was when I was going to go stay at another, I was like, oh, I'm going to a different part of the country. I'm going to like Sevilla or something.
Ceviche.
Later this, you know, next weekend. And she was like, oh, are you all prepared? And I was like, yeah. She goes, will you be wearing boxers at breakfast there? That's when I first became apparent that she was not happy with that, and I was like, "Oh shit!" So that's when I started wearing pants at breakfast.
What do they expect you to do? Dress up like Downton Abbey? You're supposed to wear your
pretty
tuxedo,
much
your tails to breakfast.
Much. So when she said that, I was like, "I got the hint." I changed, but I remember her son was in his 40s, would come over and have lunch with us sometimes, and he would compliment me because I would wear like, you know, a collared shirt or something. And he was like, the thing I like about you is you don't dress like an asshole like all the other Americans. And I was like, yeah. He's like, everybody wears jeans.
That's the best.
And t-shirts. And they look at that as like, do you not give a fuck about anything?
We don't. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's because we're number one. And when you're fucking number one, you don't have to care about what you look like.
I like that attitude.
Maybe a close number 2 to China, but still. That's the luxury of being American, man.
Yeah.
Do what the fuck you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of pride, Huge news in the mommy dome. Tommy, do you want to?
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
It was the Puerto Rican
Huge
Day
news.
Parade.
Right.
Yesterday, I believe, in New York. And that is the day when a million Puerto Ricans take to the streets and they act like fucking Puerto Ricans.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
So when I realized that's chaos. What was happening, I couldn't help myself and I tweeted that it's the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And you know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican. And I tagged Rosie Perez, who's on Twitter, verified.
And whose soundbite that is, in case you don't know.
This is Rosie Perez.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican. And
I tagged her, and then she favorited it.
That is so... Now, do you think she's aware that that's her quote from that
I have to imagine, even though that you know, that's not like an expression that like everybody knows.
Right.
I think she's probably heard it enough from that. That's something that people have had to have gotten back to her on.
But you know how you and I, we just throw things out. Like you say things, you don't even think about it. And then if people have quoted me back on Twitter, I'm like, I don't even remember saying that. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that is such a dumb thing to say.
Oh yeah. And she didn't get the intent. She doesn't know that it's like an ironic thing.
No.
And I didn't, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't have favored it if I had like written one more sentence, like, hope you don't get raped today or something, you know, like whatever Puerto Rican shit people do in that parade.
It's
a molest fucking factory.
Well,
a lot of chicken bones on the ground and a lot of titties and asses getting groped.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
They can't help themselves.
Wait, what was the name? This is bordering on.
You worked at a number of
a lot of places.
But the last place that I know in New York that you worked at, and
Tavern
you,
on the Green.
When there was a lot of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans working under you at that one? Was that
no,
one?
Oh my God, no. Thankfully, no.
I see the friends in your family.
Yeah.
So anyway, that documentary that Rosie Perez did, it was called Soy
Boricua.
Boricua.
Uh-huh.
Soy Boricua. Don't you know or something?
Sepas. I think it's Soy Boricua pa tu lo sepas, something like that. I'm Puerto Rican, just so you know.
Just so you know. So that's the documentary. If you guys want to watch something in honor of the Puerto Rican Pride Parade.
Or they could have just titled it.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
They just could have titled it that.
So I Googled the Puerto Rican Pride Parade just to see if there were any instances of rape or, you know, just in general. And so far, I don't see anything.
You mean this year?
2013, right?
As of yesterday. Okay. Yeah. And in the past, there has been.
Of course. I remember that.
Yeah, it's full of Puerto Ricans.
Babe.
But I mean, if you're...
They're not all... Not all Puerto Ricans
are rapers. No, of course not. But I'm saying, if you have... a party of Puerto Ricans, some Puerto Rican shit's going to happen at the party.
Okay.
Like you're talking about the whole city.
This is so racist. So wait, what are things that Puerto Ricans do in your opinion?
Well, I'm saying in numbers like that, like
flag waving. Yes. Yes. Bandana wearing. Absolutely. Gold chains. Tons. Yes.
Dale huevo,
Oh, here's my favorite. I just looked up pictures from the parade. This is a toddler wearing a bandana that says Puerto Rico.
That's
kids
super Puerto Rican.
Maybe a year and a half years old. Kids, 1-year-olds love being in parades. Another one with a bikini top. I mean, I've been in New York City during this parade. I don't know if you've ridden the subway.
Fuck no.
It's utter chaos. I remember getting on in Brooklyn and with Sarah Burns and being like, what the fuck just happened?
Puerto Rican Day Parade, sure.
And they really, really are into it. Why are they so into being Puerto Rican?
Look,
what
man,
is that?
Here's the thing. That shit's going to go down. Also, if you go to Freak Week in like Miami Beach.
What's
that? A super, super black get together.
Is it the bikers?
I don't know.
Is this
just
on the Kenny
super
Powers
black
show?
Yeah, shit like that. They do it in Miami. They do it Atlanta one. You're going to see black shit there.
Bow, 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 bow.
See? So
black shit. Okay.
Like that. That's all I'm saying.
Oh boy.
By the way.
Oh boy.
If you get the
stressing out on this episode. You know what? We haven't slept. I just arrived today.
That's
a little tired.
If you get the bonus episode, I ask Maria just on the phone when I'm with my parents, like, hey, like, so what was it like when you trained those Puerto Rico? She went to Puerto Rico.
She did?
Yeah, she trained people there when she used to work in, like, for a corporate job for, like, restaurant food and beverage.
Yeah, and we've
she
been
was like,
there too.
It is helpless. They're helpless.
This is just that they feed their babies rum.
Yeah, she's like, it's rum. Totally helpless.
Now, we went to Puerto Rico, and it was hard for me to, control my joy,
fervor. Damn that nigga knife!
Yeah, that's how you felt.
It was good. It was gooder than a bitch.
That's actually you when you when we rounded the corner and there were all these shirtless Puerto Rican guys. I remember you were like,
"Damn that nigga knife! That nigga knife!"
Set it off.
Set it off in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get it off. Remember when we were in Puerto Rico and it was really, I still love Puerto Rican men. You're never going to beat that out of me. But I don't know if I would have the cojones to go to the Pride Parade. I do feel like my blonde hair.
I think you can go. I think, you know what? New York is fucking, it's a totally welcoming fun. I bet for the most part it's a party and it's fun. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, can you guys show me something real quick in this alley, because I lost something in my pussy. I don't know if you guys could help me get it out of there.
Wow
I don't think you can do that.
I will say that when we were in Puerto Rico, I did notice that the culture as a whole did seem to me to be very hypersexual. Like, we were
the
in
the towels.
Right, we were in these stores, and every single store, like tchotchke store, the towels had, like, naked girls or naked dudes or naked girls on top of naked dudes.
There was pussies and asses
everywhere
on towel, fully drawn, right. Like that 80s Miami Vice style paintings.
Yeah, like a Nagel.
Yeah.
You make my pussy dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed to me to be they're very sexual.
It's a very sexual,
island-y.
Yeah. I mean, nice. Now we should tell them this. This is exciting news.
Okay.
Your papi lo.
Yeah, my sweet papi.
Your
Chulo.
sweet father is sending us as a gift.
My birthday, his birthday.
Yeah,
to the
do you say a Caribbean or Caribbean?
I think it's a Caribbean.
We're going to the República Dominicana.
I love it there.
And that is that's a great birthday gift.
I can't believe it. You know what? I think my father and I went there actually 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we went together as father and daughter to Club Med in Punta Cana.
Yeah.
And we love it.
You hooked up, right?
Oh, I crushed so much fucking Dominican cocks there.
Oh, my God.
I just drive into the
village.
Here's
the thing. Do I need to come on this trip? Do I need to be there? Or do you just want me to just drop you off and pick you up?
I prefer you just drop me off. I love those Dominicans. No, it's true. And that's when you and I first started dating, like, around there. And they all talk to you about baseball. They all have baseball cards in their pockets and shit. So I'd, like, pretend like I gave a fuck about, because they always, I'm serious. Dominicans, they love to tell you, oh, you like a baseball? I'm like, I guess. I mean, I'm American. Yeah. And then they fucking show you all the cards of people you don't care about.
There's a lot. The reason this is how little you follow sports.
Okay.
That's their main export that America cares about is they produce a lot of great baseball players.
Pujols. Know
yes.
about him.
Yeah.
Because I like his name. David Ortiz.
Very good.
The name of my friend's cat.
Yes.
Big Poppy.
That's right.
That's all I know.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
I think Gene Segura on the Milwaukee Brewers is Dominican.
Gene Segura?
Yeah. Gene Segura.
Related to you?
Yeah, that's my cousin, man.
That is not your cousin.
Gene Segura for the Milwaukee Brewers. You never even heard me talk about him? That's my cousin.
Whatever. Well, I'm really excited. I think we're very lucky that my dad's so sweet. And
yeah.
I'm so blessed. I love him so much.
Yeah, that is very sweet.
He's the best, dude.
So we'll be gone, but we'll still have episodes up.
Oh, for sure. We're going to do a lot of chilling. I'm going to lay on the beach.
Yeah.
Celebrate Puerto Rican pride.
All kinds of stuff. Hopefully a lot of...
Okay. Well,
I'm hoping that just looking at them gets you worked up, and then we can go back to the room.
Okay, babe. I mean, what level are you? Just out of curiosity, what level are you at Candy Crush right now?
I am shit. I think I'm 30 or 31.
I remember being that level. I remember those days.
Shut up. You know, here's first of all, we're playing Candy Crush, which is a ridiculous child game. But you've been playing that game probably a month longer than me, and you're only four levels ahead of me.
Well, Tom, it's not like I play this all the time every day. It's like I play it casually on the airplane.
Yeah, me too. But I just started last week.
In a green room. Yeah, but you are more fanatic about your gaming things.
Oh,
you're you're glued to your appliances. Not like me. I pick it up casually, but I'm telling you something, level 35 is not easy.
Okay. We'll see.
Whoa. That was the dog.
Fifinator.
He slept on the plane for 4 hours and now he's still sleeping. Just so you know, I made your coffee. I use the Don Francisco. Do you taste the difference?
Pow, tasty.
That's what you say.
Can we talk about Candy Crush? Have you played, listeners, have you played Candy Crush? There are games that come out. And they're just that type of, it used to be, what was that same exact style used to be Jewels.
Bejeweled. I still love Bejeweled.
And that's very, very addictive as well.
Well, can I tell you, I like to do the Zen mode on Bejeweled, if you can do that. And you can put affirmations in there even, subliminal affirmations for dieting, for positive energy.
Are you serious?
I swear to Christ, and I do
They have that?
Oh, yeah. I do it on my whole time.
That I don't know what it is. They really figure out. We were talking about it. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
The pleasure of seeing whatever the fruits lined up and disappearing, and then a pop, and then a boop, and
this,
then
the colors, the sounds,
tasty, sweet, delicious.
And then the payoff, like when it turns into a striped candy, yes. And then it knocks out the whole row,
explodes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, like you were saying, so much research, like to figure out. Well, you know, they say the reason us humans love iPhones and iPads is the immediate gratification.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something new all the time. Like some TED Talk, some guy who's all, I'm a nerd, was talking about.
I'm a nerd.
Oh, I study things no one gives a shit about. He was talking about how it's everything's new on the internet, so it's like a shot of newness to your stupid monkey human brain.
I got you.
And that's why we love Facebook, because it's like, oh, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
We're like toddlers with, you know, keys jingled in front of us. It's super exciting all the time.
Yeah, that is exciting.
I'm a huge fan of the Candy Crush. I like that game that you gave me with the driving the cars recklessly.
Oh, yeah. That was, what is that? Reckless? Is that what it's called?
I mean,
I think it's called something reckless.
Like, what?
Well, I remember
Getaway.
Yeah.
Getaway. I like that. I like Bubble Season. I like, Tetris always. And you know what I like too? Good old fashioned checkers. I played checkers a lot. Do you ever play that? It's probably too hard for you.
I'm not really into checkers.
You wouldn't know how to play that game.
That's kind of a nerd game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just losers play that.
Okay, well.
But here's the thing. I remember when I first got a hold of Angry Birds. And I lost my fucking mind playing Angry Birds.
Oh, your whole family. And so did Charles.
Everybody. And then you know what the thing is? After a while, it's really amazing. You just, at least personally, completely tap out of it.
Because you've conquered it.
No. They keep coming out with new boards, and it's always fun, but I'm just like, I just get over it. I give it like, I'm addicted to it, and I play it nonstop for months, and new boards come out, and I'm like, oh, there's new levels, and I play those, and then I'll see new levels come out, and I'm over it.
Right, but because, in essence, it's the same game,
except
with different pictures, so yeah, it's the same stupid
shit
over and over.
So the newness is gone.
Right,
that's
novelty.
Why you always got to find new ones.
Right, just like bitches, right?
That's why I'm always sticking my dick in different holes, man.
I was about to say before you really interrupted me about Candy Crush, the coffee that you're drinking now
is Dawn.
The Dawn. Listen, if you're broke as a joke, go to Albertsons or Kroger's, wherever you got, get the Don Francisco. Comes in a tin. It's the cheapest espresso that, besides the Yave one, the Cafe Yave, the key.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Don. It cranks me the fuck up. I love it.
That's
it's
nice.
Better, and sometimes it's better than the expensive shit. It's better than that illy crap or whatever. I'm telling you, the cheap is always.
That's what
good.
You like, right?
I like it.
My favorite is that Australian brand.
The fancy cheese.
Seven Seeds. They make some.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Some good ass coffee.
That's some gooder than a.
So you were gone. I got to come back yesterday.
Okay.
And I came in the studio.
Oh. Okay. Me and Willow in the studio.
And
with Will Smith, you and the son go in the studio.
I got out my beat maker and I was cooking up new formulas. You know what
new
I'm saying?
Beats, style of beats is elevated.
Would you like to hear the debut?
Well, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you and I are embarking on a new level of creativity, a new journey. And yeah, I mean, do you want to preface the song with anything?
Well, I think first what I'll do, just to get people on board, is I'll play Animal Song first. This is a song that you created, just to get people into like what we do.
Into our genre.
So here is Christina's first single, Animal Song. Some listeners have also deemed it Roar.
Right.
Here we go.
Hear flaws.
Well,
and I already know what I'm gonna do with the remix. I already hear the new you know what I mean, the single.
Well, it inspired
this is the
me.
Demo. This is the demo.
I hear you. I mean, and here's the thing, like I mean, you know, was your first joke the best joke you ever wrote? I mean, come on, you just got into this.
But I do feel excited. I feel like you and I are like John Lennon, Paul McCartney. We're getting in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We're bringing things to each other. We're going to rework them. We're going to grow.
I mean, I'm changing my mission statement.
Really?
I remember saying that like, oh, you know, this will just be something, you know, for fun, shits and giggles. No, this is serious.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I'm going to be a serious musician.
Wow, me
too. And I'm going to be a great musician. I'm not going to be somebody like, oh, that's cute. No, hey, you're going to listen and you're going to be like, hey, that's kind of the best song I think I've ever heard.
Wow.
You know?
I like your motivation, soldier.
It's not a joke.
Do we even need a band name? We don't even have a band name. We don't even know what this is yet. Okay, we're still forming the identity of the band, so.
What if we named the band?
Man! I like it. Man! That shit's great.
So, I tip my hat to you,
the
beginning of this.
Mm-hmm. But you're building on the blocks that were already put before you.
But yeah, here we go. Here's my debut song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I hope you dig it.
Okay. Butthole. 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 Why do my ice cubes smell like a butthole? The smell. The smell. The smell. It was like really powerful. Butthole. Butthole. Butthole.
90% of the time it's something that's actually kept in the freezer. It's gone bad.
Butthole. 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 But we don't eat anything that smells like buttholes.
There you go.
How did you do that? thing at the end. It's really good.
I'm an artist. I'm not like fucking around.
Wow, Tommy.
Thanks. I didn't want to give away the name of the track.
What are you going to call it?
Well, just how you had a very original name for yours. Yours is called Animal Song. That song, you probably can't guess.
But in parentheses, Roar.
Right. This song that I just made is called The Butthole Song. You want to hear it again?
Butthole. 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 Why do my ice cubes smell like a butthole? The smell.
Wow.
The smell. The smell. It was like really powerful. Butthole. Butthole. Butthole.
90% of the time, it's something that's actually kept in the freezer. It's gone bad.
Butthole. 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 But we don't eat anything that smells like buttholes. So genius. How did you do this? This is amazing.
Yeah, I'm a producer.
The beats, the end. Yeah, I mean, everything about it was so good, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. I know. I mean, you know, this isn't... It's not like my first time producing for, you know, I've been doing this for major artists for a while.
Oh, wow. Like you and it goes Tom Segura, Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm. DJ Premier.
That's it.
That was really good, babe. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Wow. The heat. I feel like the pressure's on now.
Step up our game, right?
Yeah. It's like we're really forming. What can we call our band? What do you think?
I don't know.
What about Brown Tide?
That's interesting.
Double Pipe Classics? Double Pipe.
The White Masters?
The White Masters. I'm going to write that down. I like that.
Hmm.
Luscious Brown?
Hmm.
White Masters sounds really good. I like the idea of mastery of the wipe. It's you know, catchy.
Two Puerto Ricans?
Two Puerto Ricans.
How about diabetes?
Diabetes.
But we spell it D-I-A-B-E-E-T-U-S.
Diabetes.
That's the name.
Diabetes. That's diabetes. The name. Oh, I like diabetes.
Diabetes. No, of course. It's diabeat.
Oh, diabetes. Snap. You're on fire today, Tommy.
Diabetes.
That was really good. You know what? I'm really excited. I really feel like we're on a... I wrote a song while I was in Kentucky that I would... Well, I'm going to share on the next episode.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to... We're not going to do that now, but...
Okay.
I was inspired in Kentucky.
A lot of people have been sending in their stuff, man. This is good.
Do you want to play some other shit or
theirs? This has been on the show, but, you know, you've heard this.
Hello, Facebook. Good afternoon. I was sitting here thinking about this new year. And how it's the new year all over the land. As I was sitting here pondering that, I picked up a pen and a piece of paper, and these are the words that came to me at that time.
I just saw this right now.
I share them with you, Facebook?
We haven't played it in a while.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
I only wish... that this was a listener. That's the only, that would be the best thing.
From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest, hallelujah, to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. God, we thank you for the land. We thank you for the land. Hallelujah. And because we have the land, we thank you for the farms. And the song says, old MacDonald had a farm.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. E-I-E-I-O. And on his form he had some pigs. Oh, with a onk onk here, onk, and a onk onk there. Onk here, onk there, everywhere, onk onk. Oh, MacDonald had a farm. And God, because do we have pigs? There's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so mindful of your people. And we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And Louisiana hot sauce. You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.
That shit is amazing.
Crazy.
And you know what, dude? We have to sometimes... Shit gets played like once on this show.
I know.
And it just lives in the bank forever. That's too good.
This one's, you know what? She actually kind of hits that note nice at the end. She's like, you're mindful, God. It's not bad.
That one note.
Yeah, she did it good at the end. I like that.
We had an unk here and unk there. Here, unk, up there, everywhere, unk.
And God brings you the Louisiana hot sauce too.
He does.
He even remembers the hot sauce.
Fucking does. God damn.
You're mindful, God. It's interesting what people are thankful for. She's thankful for the chitlins and the hot sauce. Fuck. What is a chitlin? Do you know?
Yeah, that's intestines.
Oh, like menudo?
Pig intestines.
Oh, okay. And they fry them, right?
You can make them a bunch of different ways, I'm sure. But yeah,
I did not know that.
Chitlins. Yeah.
I thought chitlins were pork cracklins. You know the skin? No. The pork rinds?
No.
I never had chitlins.
Chitlins stink.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's intestines.
Yeah.
Menudo.
A lot of Southerners
disgusting too.
Eat chitlins.
You know what I do like? Is chicken hearts, though. I could eat the fuck out. I love chicken hearts.
Yeah, but I've been to dim sum with you. Mm. Do you like the chicken feet?
Yeah, I like
you
that like shit, that. Too. Yeah,
I don't like that.
It's disgusting and good. Yeah,
I don't tasty. Like that.
Very tasty. Well, speaking of crazy people, I had the best thing happen to me. 7 a.m. on the flight out to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the terminal, just minding my own business. I looked like shit. I'm grouchy. It's early as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This dude next to me, I can hear him on his phone, and he's like, yeah, just make sure that there's no boys in the car. And I was like, oh, this guy's crazy. Like, he's talking to his daughter or whatever. He hangs up. He leans over, early morning, mind you, and he goes, this is the best. Excuse me, but do you know the way to San Jose? Literally, like that. And I go, I just look at him, like, I give him the death glare. Like, really, dude? And he's like, I'm sorry, I know that's cheesy, but, you know, I'm just trying to have a good time. Sometimes you gotta have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, uh-huh, not at 7 in the morning, yo. Nobody's having a good time at 7 in the morning.
Didn't you say that,
I just like to have fun.
It's fun to be silly?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Then he goes, you know, it's just fun to be silly. And I was like, yeah, I'm married. Like, I just say that.
Yeah.
Just to kind of be a dick, yes. And he's like, I'm married too. I'm just trying to have fun.
Sometimes it's fun to be silly.
Fun to be silly.
Now, it sounds like, is it Bill Cosby's brother? Is that what's sitting there?
It's a guy, it's Picture Pages.
Yeah.
That version of Bill Cosby.
Jeez.
It's a guy on Reading Rainbow.
That, I can't do the conversation period at 7 a.m.
Negative.
I don't care who it's from or to.
Negative.
It's not happening for me on that flight. I'm straight faced, stone faced, and just like, let's just get going wherever we're going.
In the morning,
It crazed me. It's crazy to me, how up and at it some people are on those flights.
Like, I know. Dude.
And of course, by the way, my flight here, I left. excuse me, Grand Rapids, which I had a great time at. By the way,
okay.
That is a fun club. I really enjoy it.
Dr. Grins.
Yeah, in the Bob.
In the Bob, the big old building.
It's a big old building. And so that's why we named it that.
Big old building.
I had a 7:30 flight, which means at the airport, at the latest 6:30. I was up at like 5 something, right?
I like to wake up with the moon. I drive to the airport. You know what I love when you texted me and you're like, I just like to watch the pilot start the planes up for the first time.
Yeah. The only thing that I can do to amuse myself is text you stuff like that. Like that false. Like, it's real neat to see everybody get to work for the beginning of the day.
The stars are still out and I'm awake.
I like to see them washing the planes before they use them. So, but like, I, you know, I always tell you I'm amazed at these morning drinkers. Like,
oh,
just amazing.
There's so, in business class, if you're up in first class, like, you get upgraded, forget it.
Yeah.
Hammered.
So I got bumped up on both flights. I got lucky. I got bumped up.
Oh, word.
But,
Diamond Medallion.
Dude, you know
Delta.
What the new diamond perk is?
What?
I texted it to you. Oh, but first of all,
yeah, sorry,
the guy next to me,
sidetracking you. I'm so excited.
He had five Bloody Marys.
Five?
Yeah.
How long was the flight?
It was a second flight, but it was...
Dude.
Yeah, it was...
So it was, you made the connection, so it's, you're from like Atlanta to LA.
No, Minneapolis. Oh my God, babe. That is horrendous.
That was Theo.
That was horrendous.
That was Theo. He had Thai food for dinner.
Jesus. Oh, I cannot believe that.
I wish
so
I could put the microphones in my ass. So
exactly that- disgusting.
Well, let me tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Is it tomka soup?
Well, let me tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Is it yellow curry?
Yes. Yes.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. So five.
Five, yeah.
Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Blood of Mers.
Absolutely.
Do
I counted.
Do they not stop serving you at some point?
I think they do if it looks like, if you look like you've had too much.
Was he a great big fat person?
No, I mean, he was a big guy, but he wasn't like enormous. There was an enormous person on my flight. E fucking enormous. I took a picture of him. I cut off I cut off the head because I didn't want to embarrass him publicly, but I had to take a picture. He was so big.
But to his credit, at least he got a first class ticket. Like
at least,
good for him, because it's fucking shitty when people have to sit in small seats.
I fucking tweeted that out, and one guy was like, dude, you really gotta lose some weight. You gotta put the fork down. And I was like, do you think that's me? And he was like, oh, sorry.
How would you get a picture of yourself like that?
I don't know.
That?
And he was like, I didn't really think about it. Sorry.
Weirdo.
You asshole.
Guy, five. Wait,
yeah. So that's the thing.
Five.
Yeah.
I would have to go, like, if now, I, especially in the sky.
One time I had a female professor who sat next to me for a flight like that. And she had like five or six Bloody Marys. Mm. But by the end of that flight, she was hammered.
Yeah. Of course.
Hammered. This guy, you could have told me he had just had, you know, fucking sparkling water.
Right.
I couldn't tell at all. He was talking to, well, I guess that was it. He was talking more. He was talking more to me, and like, he was like, so, you know, yeah, man, I've been working all over the place. And he started telling me all his job with this software company.
Oh, it's the worst. I don't want to hear anything about anybody.
You know what
job.
You can tell someone's drunk like that? Is they don't go, so what do you do? Like, I was bracing myself for, like, I hate when they go, what do you do? I was like, he's going to, but then I was like, he's so sauced. I guess he just wants to talk.
Yeah, that's thank God.
So he just talked and talked and talked. And then I was like, pow, tasty. I got to play my game. Pow.
Pow.
Candy Crush. Pow, delicious.
Level 30.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because I don't like chat. The only time I am chatty with strangers is when I'm drunk on the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't generally open it up for comedy.
Yeah, I don't really. Here's the perk. You want to hear the perk?
Yeah.
Okay, so for people who don't know, flying is so miserable that basically the one thing you have,
it really is,
it's so
the
miserable
worst.
The one thing that you have to like look forward to and get excited about is accumulating miles.
Yes.
And and getting status.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Christina's dad is sending us on this vacation, but we had to cover the flights. Well, we're not paying for flights. We're using our miles for our flights, right? So that's a nice thing. You accumulate miles and you can get a ticket. So we did that. But the way it works, every airline has their own term. And like, you know, United was like your 1K, and American has executive platinum. And so Delta, which we fly the most, they have medallion status, they call it. Silver, gold, platinum, and diamond. Silver is if you fly 25,000 miles. Gold is 50,000. Platinum is 75,000 or more, and diamond is 125,000 or more. And basically, when you, like, we buy regular coach tickets, but based on availability, and your status, you can get bumped up to first class,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge perk, obviously. I mean,
oh, it changes your life.
Now, what sucks for us is that since we live in LA, sorry, we always have to account for the fact that people actually buy first class tickets.
Who the fuck can afford?
Well, you know, we live in a huge city.
I know. But
there's people with money who are not going to fly coach.
It's so much more money to fly pay for the first class ticket.
New York, too. Jesus. Whenever you fly to New York, there's always less available because people actually will pay that for that flight.
Well, yeah, Atlanta's hard to get upgraded into because that's the big hub.
Yeah, and there everybody is a member.
Yeah, and today I had to fly only premium economy from CVG.
Oh, so here's the deal. Minneapolis is one of the places you connect a lot. If you fly out of LA to a city that doesn't have a direct flight, a lot of times you'll connect to Minneapolis if you're flying to the Midwest, right? So Minneapolis Airport is laid out pretty crazy. The terminals are all different wings, and you have to...
I do like the food selections, though.
It's a great airport.
Yeah.
It's a great airport. But I'm saying it has its amenities. But if you land in like the A terminal and you got to go to G, you're talking about
fucked.
A long walk, then a train ride, then another walk.
Mm-hmm.
So on my flight to Grand Rapids, I had like a 20-minute connection time.
Oh,
so,
you're fucked.
Dude. And you're like, fuck. And as we get off the plane, this Delta guy is standing there with a guy's name on a sign. And he goes to the guy, he goes, oh, Mr. whatever, Smith, Mr. Lee, I'm with Delta Elite Services. You're going to Grand Rapids? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, okay, I'll drive you over there. And then I go, excuse me, I'm going to Grand Rapids. And he looked at me like, yeah, you fucking piece of trash. I wasn't talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I'm Diamond. And he goes, you are? And I go, yeah.
And yeah, then, look at the shit on my suitcase.
Yeah.
See the tag, motherfucker?
He goes, okay. So he lets me do it. And I was like, this is so great. Because that's the big hassle, right? So, drives me over there, and I was like, this is awesome. On the way back, when I was connecting, I landed in Minneapolis, and we get off the plane, and there's a man standing there holding an iPad with my name on it. And he goes, Mr. Segura, I'm with Delta's Elite, Diamond Elite Services, and I'm here to drive you to your connection gate for Los Angeles. And I was like, you know, one of the things I like about this is that it shows everybody that I'm number one.
Right.
I'm the best.
Right.
Because everybody got off that plane and they were like,
who's that? What?
Why is he on the cart? Oh, it's because I'm the best.
Right.
So now, you know, and it feels really good when they select you.
Of course.
It feels really good.
My favorite is when I'm only a platinum medallion. You're diamond.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm level 35 on Candy Crush, but I like it when they call you to the podium and they're like, Christina Segura, and I know it's Upgrade City.
Oh, it's the best.
And everyone else does too. And you're like, oh, for me? What? And then I go, yeah.
The other one I like.
But wait, but do you go, yeah, when they call your name?
A fist.
I literally do every time, just to let everybody else know I got upgraded.
What I did last week was, sometimes you get upgraded at the gate, and sometimes you get the upgrade a couple days earlier.
That's
in email.
The best one.
That's the best.
That's when
you don't
locked.
Have to sweat it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I did was
choose your seat.
I got my upgrade a few days before, knowing that I had it, and then I went to the what's it called, to the gate for my flight, knowing that I am, and I see the guys standing around, looking at the monitor to see who's going to get an upgrade, and they're like, "Did you make the cut? And they're like, "I don't know yet." And I go, you guys waiting for an upgrade? And they're like, yeah, did you get it yet? And I go, oh, I got mine a few days ago.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I just look at, and they always look at me like, you look like a fucking kid next to it. There's always like older guys, business, you know, traveler, 45, 55 year old guys in their khakis.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you fucking kid wearing a hat?
They don't know
fucking, you know, you look like shit.
Sure.
You got tennis shoes on. Why are you flying first? I'm like, it happens a lot for me.
Because you're fucking cool like that, babe.
Yeah, I like to throw it in their face. Did you hear about this? I guess a woman, Dunkin' Donuts has this policy where if they don't give you a receipt, you're entitled to a refund on their purchase.
Why did we know we don't have Dunkin' Donuts in Cali?
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it when I go to other countries, other states. I do like it a lot. I like their coffee, and I like the donut that's got all the other donuts rolled onto it. What's that called? The crumb? People say it's like the most disgusting of the donuts because it literally is the crumbs of everyone else. Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah, those are good.
Kiss my ass. I like it.
Well, this is a video that's found its way online where a woman went into a Dunkin' Donuts and filmed herself demanding free food because she didn't get a receipt. Mm. And apparently she is just a horrible person. Mm-hmm. She's just completely arrogant and so rude.
What a shocker.
And well, she videotaped herself, which is the best. I just want you to hear a little bit of how
she treats. Why are you hassling these poor people?
Poor guy.
Know?
Who, by the way, is not even the guy. She's complaining to him about another person who handled her order.
Why are you haggling some poor minimum wage kid?
How outrageous this fucking pig is.
Just to warn you, this is all being under video surveillance, okay? Last night I was here. Is Anand here? Okay, this is all being under video surveillance, by the way.
Okay, we got it.
I was here last night, and Needy forgot to give me a receipt, okay? And then she can turn into a complete rude bitch. I don't know if you have any type of security cameras here, but you need to pull them up and listen to how she treated me, first of all.
Okay,
this
yes,
is going
to
get posted on Facebook. I already posted on Facebook what you guys did. I have never had a problem with Daisha. You have always given me exactly what I've asked for and respected me with kindness to the utmost, and I thank you.
I think she's fat. I can't see her, but does she sound like fat?
Why do you assume that? No.
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking exact opposite.
Really?
She is an uppity Whole Foods shopping, uppity broad.
Really?
Skinny. Everything's picky. She doesn't eat gluten. She doesn't eat meats. You know what I mean?
She's one of
these.
She's at Dunkin' Donuts daily.
Right, but maybe she gets the coffee. Maybe she doesn't get a donut.
Well, I'm predicting 3:30, smokes 2.5 packs a day.
Okay.
And eats 12 to 15
donuts. I hear
you.
Okay. I take your smoking.
Okay.
I'm going to say just anorexically thin. Unhealthy, though. She's really unhealthy looking.
We'll see. I don't know if we can see her. So far, we don't see her in this video, but we'll see if it comes up yet.
Thank you for that. This girl was so fucking rude to me. And said, okay, well, you can get your order free next time. So you know what I told her? I said, I want the whole fucking menu, bitch, twice. Give me your manager's number, the owner, now, because a guarantee is a guarantee. And I have already called my lawyer, and he is already on it.
Lawyer.
So when it says you don't get a receipt, you get your order free, it fucking means it, right?
Oh, okay.
Or is it a lie? Because this is all being recorded.
No, that's true. Because I don't know what happened yesterday, so...
Was there a video camera there? Because I should...
She kind of did a half angle, and I think you're right, real skinny.
She sounds... Because she doesn't sound big. Yeah.
I like that you think that.
She's skinny but unhealthy skinny.
Like the smoker, basically.
Yeah.
Get my order free. I already talked to someone earlier, and they already said I can have my order free today.
High strong.
And it's already on video record.
Yeah. You talked to Munira, right?
Yeah.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I'll give you your order free.
Okay.
Whatever you ordered yesterday, I can give it to you free.
Can you pull it back up?
Okay. Or do you want to tell me what it was?
Yeah.
I'll make it for you.
Okay. I want a strawberry culotta.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have a strawberry culotta yesterday?
No.
Okay.
It was like a bunch of us in the car yesterday. If you want me to get exactly what I got yesterday, it's going to be a shit ton more.
Okay. Whatever you want, I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Strawberry culotta.
He's really nice, this guy.
Of course. He sounds like he's terrified of her.
It was Rob that was in the back seat. It was his order.
I don't know what your order was, so whatever you tell me, I'll make
Sean
it right
just
now.
Sean just wants a strawberry culotta.
Okay.
And then
puts a strawberry
bacon
culotta.
And cheese, a little crispy on the bacon. No egg.
Okay, I made your order. I took your order, too. I just didn't take your money because I was...
Yeah,
different.
Okay.
Okay, so you said a small strawberry culotta?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to post this on Facebook as soon as we're done. Hi, Facebook. This is what you have to do.
You're
in
so
life.
Right.
It fucking sucks. Blow my brains out. I cannot wait to post
You're
this.
You're so right.
Is that Maria?
Because I literally thought this was the best one
she
in
goes
the
that
city.
Back
but
blah,
she's
blah, blah, blah.
Super skinny and younger.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like that.
How young is she?
Like I don't know. It looks like maybe late 20s or something. I don't know.
Wow, what a bitch.
Yeah.
gave you guys so many good, like, remarks online because I have a business degree, and, like, I really did until that bitch completely pissed me off. Mm-hmm. She crossed the line.
She speaks like a business major.
Yeah.
I need to fucking get fucking everything.
You guys have been nothing but nice to me every day, all day. I mean, you always give me, you know what I mean?
I work in the morning all day.
Exactly.
I'm calling my MC and me too. I don't know you.
I know. And then if I can get two of the sandwiches like that, that would be... I had one of those egg wraps.
Just ordering a bunch of food. What a cunt.
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese wrap, and it was good.
What a fucking asshole you are.
Have you ever worked in food service before, Tom? Have you ever waited tables or worked in food?
Yeah, I have.
I got to tell you that this stuff really, people like her have never been on the other side of the counter.
Yeah, it's just, they have no sensitivity to what other people are going through.
If you've worked in food service, period, you will never ever do this to another human being because you realize how fucking hard it is. Do you know how hard it is to work at goddamn Dunkin' Donuts? How spirit crushing it must be to get your ass out of bed, because I'm sure they open at what, 5 a.m. the way Starbucks does.
Yeah.
That poor kid probably goes to school too. He has to get his ass out of bed at 5 a.m. to go serve coffee and donuts to fucking cunt rags like this. And now he's got to listen to her fucking dumb shit.
It's so thankless. And he's maintained his cool and was like, I'll make whatever you want. Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if she continues.
I murder her.
The verbal abuse.
I could get two of those.
One more sandwich. What did you have? I'm not sure.
Rob had a bagel with cream cheese. He wanted it double toasted twice. You want to do that?
Sure. What kind of bagel do you want?
Just a regular one. Yeah,
she has a business degree.
This is all
guys.
Being recorded and posted on Facebook because they failed to give me a receipt last time, so my order is free.
Okay, relax.
Telling the guy.
So this guy doesn't know what's going on. He's just
nobody
standing
knows
there.
What's going on.
Okay, so that's fucking.
Yeah, that's it. And I actually wanted my iced coffee with extra cream and extra sugar. But I'll pay for that if you want. Just a medium.
Okay. I'm pay for that
so
if
I'll
you want.
Do this separately, and you can pay for the iced coffee. And you want cream and sugar for that?
Yeah, actually, skip the iced coffee. I don't want it. Give me an iced water.
Okay, so I'm not gonna charge you for this.
Thank you.
Give me just a moment, I'll make it for you.
Ugh. Poor guy. And she keeps saying, I can't wait to post this shit.
The thing
that you posted that makes you look like the biggest fucking asshole ever.
What's the scandal?
What can't wait to post.
What's the big...
The night shift lady last night stepped over the line. I have done a good complaint after. Good, they're the best.
She's telling another customer of mine.
She forgot to give me a receipt.
The sacrifices that she's made and gone the way she's been.
Well, you can have your order free tomorrow. And I said, well, then I'm with the whole fucking menu twice. And she said, we've been meaning to call Anna. And she gave me the guy's number and then they wouldn't answer all day long. She was a complete cunt, sand-making whore. And like, I'm going to call and then I'm about to nuke this place up.
Did she say what I think she said?
Did she drive an N?
She gave me the guy's number and then they wouldn't answer all day long. She was a complete cunt, sand-making whore. And like, I'm going to Mars and I'm about to nuke this place up.
She dropped that?
I've already posted that on Facebook too. And there are applicants for Mars. And I'm about to take off and watch this Dunkin' Donuts explode if they want to keep being bitches fighting over bullshit.
She talked about blowing the place
and
up.
I'm posting that on Facebook too. How do you feel about that?
They have nothing to say.
It's your
sure
TMZ.
It's your issue, and I have my own issue.
Do they always give you a receipt when you come here?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So the poor man who's behind her in line, you can tell, is like, I want nothing to do with it. She's putting him, she's videotaping him.
Better make sure they do.
And he's like, I think he can't believe what she just said. He's just staring, like, off, like.
Should I tell this lady?
Oh, don't tell me you tell another person.
Keep this between us? Should I tell him?
Who
cares? God. Anyways.
Well, what is her expectation?
I don't know.
The beef with Dunkin' Donuts is she didn't get the receipt. It's not like they gave her her egg sandwich and there was a roach in it. And she's indignant about that. Like,
I know.
You got to be kidding me. This woman has so many psychological problems. This has nothing to do with Dunkin' Donuts. You know that? This has to do with her mommy and her daddy not giving her enough affection and love as a child. And now she's going to fucking Dunkin' Donuts and doing this.
Well, she's a real fucking cunt.
You know what, though? When you work with the public,
yeah.
And I'm sure people listening to this are mommies. A lot of you, I know, Mish the Dish, she's a postal worker. I don't know if I was supposed to say that loud. Sorry, Mish. I think I am. I think she's public about that. But anyways, like, I know a lot of you work with the public. And that's a fucking hard thing to do, man. I mean, we deal with drunks, but they're usually happy to be where they're at.
No, that's
but this is every day for most people. Could you imagine working abuse. In customer service?
Yeah, no, I mean that
could
woman,
you imagine being a customer service agent though?
No, I gotta say though, a lot of customer service is awful.
Yeah, but I mean, this complaint this woman has is not.
No, this. But I'm saying that I that's different for me than customer service. A lot of customer service that you get is terrible.
Right, but I'm saying like, but my thing is, imagine being on the other end of that, and that's your job is just
to listen
handling
to that.
Irate, entitled white people fucking every day, all day. It's crazy.
No, it's horrible, and I like I said, I feel for
them. Makes me so. And you know what? There's countries in the world. Where if you were like, you didn't give me a receipt, they're like, fuck you, get out of here. Like, go
they
fuck
would,
yourself, who cares?
And then come in and be like, I'm posting this on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking asshole.
Animal.
So that's the worst. And you won. You definitely won on the description battle.
Oh, thanks, boo-boo. Yeah. Well, that is exciting.
That is. Let's wrap this shit up.
Do we have an outro song that we can use?
No, we just have so many of these emails. I mean, I can just click on any of them.
That's exciting.
I don't know what I'm going to get if I.
No, let's just roll the dice and see who we have for our outro.
Okay, let's see. What is this here? This is from.
Well, that's nice.
You like that? This is from Kyle Torpy.
All right, nice. Thank you, Kyle. And thank you for our intro as well.
Yeah.
We learned a lot, you guys. Rosie Perez.
What's up, Ricky?
Favoriting Tommy's tweets.
Definitely.
Happy Puerto Rican Pride to you Puerto Rican listeners.
All
my
the Puerto Ricans. You know, I was just joshing with you. I know you guys didn't eat chicken wings the other day.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
I like to be silly. Sometimes it's fun to be silly at 7 in the morning.
Candy Crush, Tom.
Pow, delicious.
Thank you. I'm hoping you'll make it to level 35. The air is nice up here at level 35.
Kyle, I like what you did here with this, man.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Mommies, follow us on Twitter. At Tom Segura, at Christina P, and we love you so much. Thank you for listening and
visit,
for supporting our show.
Our home at yourmomshousepodcast.com. And of course, check out the bonus episode if you haven't already.
Bonus!
It's on iTunes, and you're going to dig it. Lots of laughs, lots of fun. We love you.
We love you, Jeans.
Bye, Jeans.